Good morning. Those are my Opie boys over there. How are we? Yeah, it's Friday, which is great. How many of you guys are here for Music Showcase? Show of hands. Little sibs. That's a lot of you guys. We're very happy that you guys can be here. We're going to be in Luke chapter 10 this morning. So if you guys can open there, we're going to be focusing on verses 38 to 42. So what's happening in context is Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem right now, and he's teaching his disciples, what does it look like to follow me? So you're going to see messages about like evangelism, self-denial. Right before this, you see, what does it look like to love my neighbor? And right now you see the passage that we're going to be looking at is, what does it look like to love the Lord your God? So with that, let's read. Starting in verse 38, it says, "Now as they were traveling along, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary who was seated at the Lord's feet listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me.' But the Lord answered her and said, 'Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things. But only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.'" Let's pray. Father, you are abundant in loving kindness. Thank you for your victory at the cross. As we were singing, God, that we now have victory over fear. God, fear and doubt, Lord. And God, you know how dependent I am on you. And so, God, I pray that as I'm speaking, Lord, that you would teach me, Lord, that you would open up their hearts, Lord, to hear what you want to speak from your word, God. We ask that you would bless this time together, and in your name, amen. So upon reading this passage, we have a couple things. We have a frustrated Martha, we have a resting Mary, and we have a very patient Jesus. So during our time, I kind of want to look at Martha's frustration. Why is she frustrated? How are we a lot like her? And what's the remedy? So I've got 3 points I want to cover. And the first two have to do with what is hindering Martha from sitting at Jesus' feet and resting? What's hindering her from seeing that that is truly what's necessary, is to sit at Jesus' feet? And then the third part is the remedy. So I'm going to give you the first 3 points. You don't have to write them all down right now. I'm going to be going through them, but for guidance sake, here they are. Number one, service came first. Number two, responsibility came first. And number three is the remedy. So before I head into the first point, I want to look at how does this passage describe Martha and Mary. So verse 38, if you want to look there with me, it says, "And a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home." So Martha is very hospitable. You really don't see Jesus being invited over for dinner. And this is one of the few cases. And whenever Martha is described anywhere else in Scripture, she's always seen as very hospitable, someone who has the gift of hospitality, wants to serve. And that's a good thing. However, something snaps in Martha and she gets very frustrated. And then Mary, what's she doing? Verse 39 says, "She had a sister called Mary who was seated at the Lord's feet listening to his word." So what's very important is the term "his word." So Luke has written this gospel, and he's also written the book of Acts. And what's very interesting is that he uses the term "his word" is a technical term to mean the gospel. So literally what we're seeing here is Mary is sitting at Jesus' feet and listening to this gospel message. So now we immediately have this contrast of Martha is doing a lot of good things. She's serving Jesus. However, she's depicted as frustrated. She's getting angry. And she's depicted as distracted. And then Mary is resting at Jesus' feet. We see there's peace there. So the question I want to be asking again is, what is hindering Martha from this rest? From seeing that the true thing that is necessary is to sit at Jesus' feet. So that leads us to our first point. Number one, she made her service first. So let's look into this. Verse 40, it says, But Martha was distracted with all her preparations. And she came up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me." So she's frustrated, but why? Because Mary's not helping her, duh. But it's gotta be deeper than that. So, okay, let's start here. We can agree that sitting at Jesus' feet is a good thing, right? Right, yeah, there we go. There you go, two thumbs up, good job, guys. and that has to mean that Martha's frustration isn't right. If the right thing was to sit at Jesus' feet and behold him and listen to this word, then it's gotta be something deeper than Mary's just not helping me. Something is changing her perspective here. And the reason why is because she made a mistake that a lot of us make. She made her service to Christ more of a priority, more important than sitting at Jesus' feet and listening to this word, listening to this gospel, and to gaze on him. She has made her service first. And what do I mean by that? Oftentimes we're so quick to serve the Lord, and that's a good thing. We're so quick to serve that we don't set aside time to worship him and to read his word and ask, "Lord, I want to see you. I want to know you, God. God, show me, what have you done for me? I want to know you." And because we forget to sit at Jesus' feet, because we maybe even unintentionally neglect time with the Lord, our service becomes more of something that we just do instead of an overflow of this, "Oh God, you have saved me, I am redeemed, and I know that not just in my head, but I know that in my heart. And because of that, I want to serve, and I want to help other people to see that. That's why I'm serving. That's what I want." So if you're serving out of obligation, you don't have to stay there. It doesn't have to be just another thing you have to check off the list or something that you just have to do. We are invited to sit. And upon knowing what God has done, upon really in my heart understanding after seeking him in his word and praying and worshiping him, it's in that response that it's like, this service isn't a burden to me anymore. Serving Christ is joyful, and that's in response to what God has done, that's all I can do, is to serve him. And what else do we risk when we forget to sit before Christ? We can often start to serve with the wrong motive. We think, okay, he's done so much for me, so in response, I have to pay him back. I must pay him back. Okay, Jesus, you died on the cross for me. I'm set free. I'm a child of God. But I have to pay you back, right? And so there's something wrong there. And it's, the issue is not, "Oh, I want to serve Jesus. That's a good thing." But the issue is my heart. That logic says, I'm capable of winning God's favor. I'm capable of winning his for him to like me more. But the gospel says that no, you are loved because I've chosen to love you. You don't have to serve me to try to prove your worth to me. Don't you understand that I love you? And it's until I understand that I can serve him the way that Jesus wants to be served. So my question to you is, when you serve Jesus, do you do it out of a heart knowledge of Christ's love for you? Or have you made service a means or a way for you to earn God's favor? You're gonna burn out if that's what you think. The gospel is way better than that. The gospel says, "I love you." And that's what Martha is invited to listen to. That's what we're invited to listen to. Daryl Dash says it best in his book called How to Grow. He says it this way, quote, "There's something about beholding the glory of Jesus. It doesn't make us not work, but it makes us work in a new way. You're running so hard and so fast to serve Jesus and do these great things that you've forgotten the reason why you were running in the first place, why you were trying to serve him in the first place. God desires your heart before he desires your service. Believe that. There's great relief in that. No more to-do lists, guys. Like, we can sit at his feet. Lord, I wanna hear what you've done. I wanna know in my heart. I know in my head, but I wanna know in my heart. And from that, I can serve in a new way." All right, let's move to point number two. So right now we're answering the question, what is hindering Martha from enjoying this rest? And the second reason why is because her responsibility came first. That's my second point, responsibility came first. So notice again how in verse 40, if you want to look there, it says, Martha was distracted with all her preparations. Not once in this passage does it say that she's doing anything bad. Far from that, she's doing a lot of good things. But she's cast in a negative light. Luke calls her distracted. Jesus calls her bothered and worried about so many things. So in the process of doing something good, she ends up making that good thing the main thing. And she gets overwhelmed to the point where she falls apart. Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Can't you see that I'm serving you? Can't you see that I'm loving you better? Oh, I have so many things I have to do, and Mary's not helping me. She's just sitting down. Get up, help. She has so many things that she gets very overwhelmed. And this is crazy easy to do here. Regardless of whether you're a student here or you're visiting, you have responsibilities because you live the same life. You have work, or students, we have classes, and classes come with homework. And if you want to do anything on the weekends, you have to have money. And if you want money, you have to have a job. All right? So you have a ton of things you have to do. And it's easy to get overwhelmed. I know that. But when you're overwhelmed, it's so easy to forget about your Heavenly Father who knows that you're overwhelmed. He knows. He knows what you need. And Jesus is literally saying here, Mary has found what's necessary. You can too. What's necessary is to sit at my feet. I know you're busy. But come and let me give you the rest that your soul needs. Don't forget that. Because I'm prone to forget that too. So Jesus is saying, child, come and rest. And that is your invitation too. Like, if you find yourself being like Martha, you're not being welcomed into a Jesus who's angry. No. Come and rest. So if you're like me, and you are because you're a sinner, surprise, how do we become, how can we stop being like Martha and be more like Mary? How do I respond to this? So that leads us to point number three, which is the remedy. And before I tell you what the remedy is, let me tell you what it isn't. The remedy isn't for me to come up here and tell you, hey, you just need to stop being like Martha. You just need to start being more like Mary. It's easy. Like, the remedy to your weary and anxious soul is not a call to just change your external behavior. Your problem and my problem is much deeper than that. Often when we hear this kind of message, we think, oh, like, okay, well, I'll just stop being like Martha. I'll be more like Mary. I'll do my devotions more, and I'll do this, that, and the other thing. And in that way, it's like, well, I'm doing well. I'm a good Christian. But the point of this passage is not to say, hey, feel guilty until you do your devotions, and then say, oh, well, you know what? I spent time with you, Jesus. I'm really busy right now, Lord. You know that. But I was able to look at your word today. I was able to pray for a little bit. And then that gets the guilt off our shoulders. That's not what's happening here. The invitation is not, come to me so that I can like you more. That's not the message. Jesus's response to Martha's neglect does not allow us to think that way. Let's look at verses 41 to 42 to see how he responds. He says, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. We're not being told that if we come to Jesus, he's gonna like us more. That's not the invitation. The invitation is, listen, Martha, Mary has found what is necessary to sit at my feet. And you can too. In fact, that's what I want for you. I know that you are anxious. I know how many responsibilities you have. But come and rest. That's Martha's invitation, and that's ours too. Why did Jesus want Martha to come over as well? He wanted to show Martha what this word was. I want to give you this gospel. As we were talking about earlier, that this term, his word, means the gospel. I just want to show you that I love you. Let me remind you who I am. This gospel that says that your attempts to be accepted by me are worthless, because I have done the work. I have it. It's finished. Now just come and listen to me. All I want to do is give you rest, child. And so now we're invited into that. So then how do I, if it's not about changing my external behavior, then how can I be more like Mary? How can I live like that? How do I change? So first, you accept that you can't fix the problem yourself. I can't just start loving Jesus more. Lord, I need you. So that's what we say. We say, Lord, I can't be like Martha. I want to be more like Mary. God, help me. I can't be like that on my own. Help me, Lord. I accept that I can't do it. And second, we're intentional to spend time with him in his word. If I want to know Jesus, if I want to see him in his glory, then I'm like, okay, well, Lord, I'm going to come to the word. I'm going to come to scripture. Lord, open up my eyes. Help me to see. Help me to see that you are worthy. Help me to desire you more. Help me to desire to be more like Mary, because frankly, I don't have that desire. I want to. And God, I can't just whip myself into shape, but God, I need you. That's how we respond. And I know that some of you guys are thinking, Joe, you're literally just telling me to do what every chapel speaker wants me to do, and it's to read my Bible. Like, I've tried that before and it doesn't work. And I'm telling you myself, like, there have been times when I'm in scripture and I'm like, why am I here right now? This seems so, like, dry. And I'm like, Lord, what is this? And let me encourage you with something. The problem isn't the Bible. The problem is my heart. So if I want to be more like Mary, and I'm sitting at Jesus' feet, and I'm listening to his word through the word of God, and I think, well, this is worthless, you know? Well, God, that's when we say, Lord, I can't see. There are glorious things here, and I can't see. God, I want to. Show me. Open up my eyes, oh Lord, that I would behold wondrous things in your word. I want to see it. Good news, God loves to answer that prayer. He does. So I rest there. So I want to close with this. Whether you acknowledge this or not, we are all a lot more like Martha than we think we are. We are either so consumed with, oh Lord, I want to serve you. Okay, I'm gonna pay you back. I'm gonna do this. And we neglect resting in him and we forget why I wanted to serve him in the first place. Or we get so overwhelmed with all the things that we have to do that we unintentionally neglect our sweet Savior who all, that he wants to give you that rest. That's what he desires. So, all right, well, we accept that. Now what? We run to Jesus. Mary has found what is necessary. You can too. We run to him. We confess that we've messed up. We say, Lord, I want to be more like Mary. God, I can't just try to get myself to be more like Mary. I can't. My efforts will be short-lived if that's true. But Lord, I want to desire you. And again, the Lord is faithful to answer that prayer. So as we think about responding to this message, I don't want you guys to think that you guys can just be like Mary tomorrow morning. I want you guys to understand that this is a process and God is patient. Like, we confess, God, I want to see you. We gaze on what he's done in that finished work. And we move forward. Tim Keller, he says it best when he describes the gospel message this way. Quote, we are more sinful and flawed in ourselves than we ever dared believe. Yet at the very same time, we are more loved and accepted in Christ than we ever dared hope. That's the truth. Let's pray. God, we long to long for you more, God. God, I confess that it's so easy to neglect you. I get so busy. And Father, thank you that you are patient. And thank you that you just invite me to rest in you, God. And I pray that you would help us to know, Lord, that we can rest in you, God. Help us to rest and to seek you and to long for you more, God. Help us to look upon you once more, God. We thank you for all that you are and all that you've done, God, and in your name, amen.